USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Additional U.S. forces are being moved to Afghanistan to assist with evacuation efforts and airport security in Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby saying roughly 3,000 troops are coming from nearby regions.
These forces are being deployed to support the orderly and safe reduction of civilian personnel at the request of the State Department and to help facilitate an accelerated process of working through SIV applicants.
President Biden says the ongoing coronavirus pandemic should not be politicized.
This isn't about politics. This is about keeping our children safe.
Speaking at the White House, Biden saying children wearing face masks in school is about protecting kids, not politics. Gas prices up slightly on Thursday. According to AAA, the national average for a gallon of regular gasoline, just over $3.18. USA Radio News.
They say the Delta variant is spreading fast. In Australia, they're even using the military to enforce new lockdowns. Will it happen here? All this week, Stinchfield answers that and more about the big bad lockdowns. Tune into Stinchfield on Newsmax. Find out about new calls for lockdowns, more masks, and even forced vaccinations. You thought it couldn't happen here. Now Stinchfield is on tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, exposing the dangers to you and your family. He reveals who's really behind the big bad lockdowns, the real truth you need to know. Over 30 million Americans watch Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems like DirecTV, Dish, and Xfinity. If your operator doesn't carry it, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax. Plus, you can stream it for free on Roku, Samsung, LG, Pluto, Zumo, and more. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax app on your phone and watch it anytime, anywhere. Don't miss Stinchfield on Newsmax tonight.